Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. So deaf.
I can't wait for them to drop their album, Echo of Silence. I love The Weeknd.
I love their sound. I don't know, it's completely different, and I think it's what the game needed. So definitely looking forward for those, looking forward to, you know, hearing the release of Echo of Silence, and hopefully, you know, a lot of people are coming out in the near future, and definitely can't wait for that Mary J. To drop, but hopefully we can get some more good music happening, especially before the new year, so we can have something to party to. All right, so, Jeezy, are there any future releases that you might be looking for?
I'm pumped about Drake's CD coming out, Take Care. I really can't wait for that. And Rick Ross is, of course. I like Rick Ross's music, and I really want to hear Jay-Z say he's coming out with something else. So,
okay.
I mean, we'll see. Hopefully, I'm pumped for Drake's release coming up.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are. A lot of people are waiting for Drake's album to drop. All right, so today was Global 14 Meatless Monday. I happen to run the vegan and vegetarian group on Global 14. For the past 3 weeks, we've been doing Meatless Monday. I didn't check to see exactly who all participated today, but I will tonight. And hopefully we can get more people to jump on board. So if you would like to know more about Meatless Monday, hit us up. Go to global14.com and look for the vegan and vegetarian group. All right? So we got some quickies for you guys today. Prince, Paris, and Blanket appeared Saturday at the Michael Forever Tribute Concert in Wales. They are getting really big. Like, it just seemed like yesterday when we saw them, they were so small. They were small little kids. But did anyone notice the look on Lil Blanket's face? Like, we were talking about this earlier, and it's like, that's all Michael right there. Lil Blanket looked like, I want my daddy back. I ain't thinking about y'all. But he has some long, beautiful hair, too. Shout out to the kids, and shout out to all of those that performed for the tribute, Beyonce, Neo, Christina Aguilera. Jeezy, I love Christina, but Christina has gotten real thick. Do you think this is a good look for her?
I mean, I honestly don't think it is. I think she needs to shave down a couple pounds, honestly. Especially if she wants to keep being a performer, it's not going to help her at all.
Right.
She might have to start taking an inhaler with her on tour.
Right, yeah, they said she gained this weight because of her divorce. Like, I'm trying to figure out, I don't know. She just looks completely different. She's still a beautiful girl, but, you know, this is not the Christina that we're all used to. So hopefully, you know, nothing else serious is going on. So shout out to Christina Aguilera. All right, back in the news, Casey Anthony is being sued by a woman named Zenaida Fernandez-Gonzalez. She claims to have suffered damages when Anthony told the police a nanny by the same name kidnapped her 2-year-old daughter. Yeah, that has got to suck, man. Because later in the trial, then Casey's lawyer admitted that Casey made that shit up. So, I don't know, man. Like, can you imagine having the same name as an accused murderer or rapist? And because people are usually too lazy to research the facts, they assume it's you. Jeezy, like, how would you feel if, you know, somebody was on TV like that, had your name, and, I mean, people just looked at you like, as soon as they heard your name, and they just was like, you murderer, you rapist. Like, how would you feel about that?
I'd be pissed. It makes me look like a piece of shit, number one. And then, like her, if she wants to go get a job or something somewhere else, the economy already sucks, so good luck, number one. And then number two, if it looks like you've done all these things to make you look like a shitty person, you may as well just give up. And if she's got kids, what's she going to do, support her kids? I mean, it goes deeper than what a lot of people think.
Right, right. Yeah, that's crazy. I can't imagine. You know, lucky, I'm not going to say lucky enough, but, you know, I have a different name. You do, too. So, you know, hopefully nobody pops up on TV, you know, with our names all splattered across the screen. That would be really awkward. All right, so Oprah is planning a $15 million relaunch of her own network. Her partner's Discovery Channel think she pretty much needs to be more visible. You know, DV, do you think people are expecting Oprah's network to be automatically successful?
I mean, personally, me, it's Oprah, and whatever she gets behind, she usually runs full throttle with it. I think people expect it to go 110%, but, you know, I'm not really sure if it's there because, I mean, she launched her first TV network or whatever. And, I mean, people knew about it, but I just really feel like it didn't make as big of a noise as what I would thought it would have. And I think a lot of things that didn't help it do that was she pretty much announced that she was coming out with it. Seemed like the same time she also said she was quitting her own show. And the fact that she had done a show so long just pretty much stood right over the fact that she's launching this TV network. So, I mean, hopefully this makes a lot more noise for her.
Yeah, I think the other thing is a lot of people don't really have cable like that, too. I know for me, if I'm traveling, if I can look at something on my iPad or my laptop, I'm happy. So that, you know, that might contribute to some of those things. Most of the women that watch Oprah every day, I kind of think, you know, they're, I don't know, I wonder what the age range is, but, you know, when it comes to kids and young adults and whatever else, I think a lot of people are looking for a convenient way to watch TV. So with Netflix out there, Hulu, and whoever else, I think that, you know, Oprah opened it up to having a live stream that I'm sure people would pay for. But if she opened that up, I think that would help as well. So I don't know. We'll see what happens with this new relaunch. I also wanted to ask you, have you seen that promo for the new coffee table book, Kulo?
You know, I did, and I'm not really a person that gets into photography as looking at as art, but this, I mean, aside the fact that these women were certified dimes,
right?
It was very interesting, and I actually looked at it from an artistic perspective. And I thought it was neat. I really liked the book, honestly.
Yeah, I'm with you. It was really, really, like, I woke up this morning and that was the first thing I looked at. So what a surprise for me. Well, Diddy is the one that teamed up with famed photographer Rafael Mazzucco and Interscope Jimmy, I think it's Iovine. I'm going to have to get clarification on how to say his last name, but you know, I absolutely loved it. The book will be released November 22nd. It is $65, by the way, but I definitely am going to pick it up. I think it's a great conversational piece to have in your home. I don't know. We'll see. I think it's a great project. Definitely think it's a great project. All right, this weekend. Actually, yesterday, Sir Paul McCartney, 69, got married again this weekend to a young lady named Nancy Chevelle, who was 51. She looks younger than that to me. But the interesting fact is she's actually Barbara Walters' second cousin. And Barbara Walters introduced them. So, you know, you see how that went. But also another interesting fact, Sunday would have been John Lennon's 71st birthday. So our best to the newlyweds, and definitely rest in peace to a legend, not a living legend. He lives still in a lot of people's mind, but you know what I meant. All right, so yesterday, some dude ran up on Tiger Woods and threw a freaking hot dog at him on the seventh hole. Like, Tiger Woods just was like, he just rolled up on him and just started yelling, like, ZZ, what do you think this dude said to Tiger Woods?
Well, I mean, it probably wasn't a hole-in-one, but I have a feeling he ran away saying, my wiener has a name, it's T-I-G-E-R. So, when I saw that, I was just shaking my head, like, out of all things. At least he didn't miss Meatless Monday by one day, though.
Hilarious, yo. Yeah, I can't imagine. Like, what would you just run out there with a damn hot dog just gripped in your damn hands? That's crazy. People do some crazy shit. He might have been high, too, so, hey. Anyway. All right, so L.A. Reid tweeted, Ciara will be signing to Epic. Congrats to her. I know she has a lot of fans out there. Some people don't like Ciara, but either way, congrats to her, and hopefully she'll be dropping another cool single pretty soon. So did anyone watch the Kim's Fairy Tale Wedding last night, part one? Did your girlfriend make you watch it, Jeezy?
No. I mean, it's kind of funny because I had no desire to watch it. She had no desire to watch it. I'm completely so, I mean, I couldn't complain about that. I'm completely against, though, that wedding. You're going to spend $30 million on a wedding. How many people's lives could you change with $30 million? And
yeah,
I've just seen bits and pieces of her show, and, I mean, I just don't really get into it, honestly.
Right.
It's just kind of, I don't know, there's just something about it.
Yeah, it's not your thing. That's just what, it's just not your thing. It's not my thing either, but, you know, I mean, I'm really interested to see how long they last. But like you said, $30 million on a wedding is just like, whatever, you know, it's just too much. Well, anyway, I'm going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, then we can go ahead and get into our news for the day.
I don't even know if you understand how hot this shit got me, got me. I don't even know if you understand how hot this shit got me, got me. And give me something to feel.
Oh,
I won't complain, I'll let you do what you please. Cause I'm coming apart at the seams. Oh boy.
You got me 102 degrees. For the way you touched me, I'm past the boiling point.
All right, welcome back, lifers. We don't have any Conrad news for you today. However, we got something else to discuss. All right, Occupy Wall Street. This protest is heating up. Russell Simmons, Kanye West, Susan Sarandon, Michael Moore have all been out to support the fight. Also, I don't know if any of you knew, Lupe Fiasco donated tents and supplies and supported this movement in the beginning when it started. So, Jeezy, I'm really excited to see this happening. There's a lot of different, you know, a lot of different things going on in the world today, and I think that people joining this type of movement, I think we're going to see a lot more movement to come. Are people at your school talking about it, and are they protesting in your city?
You know, I mean, as far as people, I'm a freshman and other freshmen here. I mean, I really haven't heard a whole lot said about it by them. I mean, not that I don't know if they talk about it with other people or not, but I'm actually like 40 minutes away from Indianapolis, and there was a girl holding a sign out one day at a corner on a street, main strip of campus, and I got to talking to her about it because me, usually I'm kind of like, yeah, I would never go protest. But this is something I'm really behind, and I love the momentum that it's building. And I really wish I would have had a way to go down to Indianapolis and protest with them because I think it's something that really is going to build up, and it's just going to get more and more momentum. And, I mean, the fact that bigger names like Russell Simmons and Kanye West, they're getting involved. If we can get more of the huge business heads involved with it, because I mean, this is something that really need. This is a movement that is really being really needs to be going right now, and people that do control this just need to stop being selfish and realize that we can do whatever we want in America, but it's almost like the fate of America's economy rests in their hands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. And people are not playing. You know, I also want to encourage everyone to do their own research. Don't make your first stop on national news. You know, this movement has spread to 3 different continents and over 52 cities. Some news reports will make you believe it has no meaning. Like, I just want people to understand, media is set up for, to me, media is sometimes set up for people that don't read. They just take whatever they see on TV as the truth. And I'm here to tell you, from me being in the military for 10 years, when I got out, and then just seeing, you know, me being in a certain situation and then watching the news, was not a totally different story going on, especially me being in the middle of something. And I want you guys to know, like, don't look at some of these reports and think that people are just out there just playing around and being happy, and then they don't know why they're out there. I read several articles today when I went back to research for the show today, and a lot of them were just like, people are out there and they don't know what they're out there for. And I just thought it was just like, what? You know, it's just people report this type of stuff, and they're trying to discredit the movement. But once again, please, you know, go and do your own research. Find out what's really going on before you start saying, okay, you know what, I'm not going out there. They're out there playing, you know. But don't do that. Do your own research. Jeezy, do you think people are taking it seriously?
I mean, I would definitely say the people that are protesting, and like I said, the numbers are just growing and growing. I think they're taking it very serious. People I've talked to, I feel like I'm kind of more serious than they are about it. They just kind of seem like they're acknowledging the fact that it's there, but they're not really getting into what it actually stands for.
Right.
So I would say it's kind of split, but I mean, I definitely say that every day more and more people are acknowledging it and taking it more serious.
Yeah, definitely. This weekend I went downtown San Francisco, and those of you that know anything about San Francisco and Oakland, like, these people protest, like, these people been protesting. Now, the bad thing about it is, it's not really a bad thing. Let me back up. One of the things about it is, I've seen, especially on Saturday, these people, to prove a point, these people will protest naked. I've seen it. In broad daylight, these people are protesting naked, holding up signs and whatever else. I mean, some people are down for the cause. People have not forgotten what made this country. So, once again, you know, don't try to discredit the people that are out there, the people that believe in this movement, the people that believe in change. You know, try to dig deep and go past the news. Don't just take everything from the news and just take it for what it's worth. Just go out and see what exactly is going on. Go out there if you have to. Everybody be safe, especially if you are out there. You know, much love, and I definitely support what's going on. All right, so today, Al Sharpton joined the protest. He went live from his radio show and said, "We are here today because we agree 1% should not be controlling the nation's wealth. These are regular people trying to feed their families, trying to pay their rent and mortgages, trying to survive." He said it. People are fed up. You know, there's so much to cover on this. I don't know where to start sometimes, but we're going to continue because, like Jeezy said, it's going to continue to grow. It's going to get bigger and bigger. And I just hope that, you know, everything stays safe. I hope everybody stays safe and no brawls or anything pops off out there. So definitely praying for those that are out there day and night. All right, for those that are just tuning in. We just finished talking about Occupy Wall Street. We would love to hear from you. Call in 760-913-4119. All right. So this is Real Talk Radio. And today I have some things that I wanted to share with some of you and our listeners. I have some haters out there, and I'm not, you know, I don't want to really address them, but I felt like some of the things that are coming my way, I wanted to go ahead and address, and then we're going to leave this alone. But I just want to say this. If you're going to talk shit behind my back and smile in my face, I want y'all to know, like, I see you. I know who you are. For the most part, you know, when it comes to people that are supposed to be your so-called friends and people that you feel like you could trust, and then it's like you start a huge project and there's this, you know, well, it's not that, you know, it's not that well put together and all this other stuff. Let me tell y'all something. I work on this show every single day. All right? I don't need your support. If you're sitting there, I'm talking about the people that are supposedly my friends. If you're sitting there and you don't support the show, just understand we got listeners that are tuning in every single day. I got new people in my life that are backing me. I'm grateful and blessed. So the more that you keep trying to discredit what me and my team is doing, just know this. You're not going to win. Not at all. This is a life of movement. This is how we do. You can keep saying whatever you want to say, but it's not going down like that, all right? All right, so another thing that I wanted to say is you can't stand who you are as a person if you're hating on somebody. You can't stand who you are as a person. So you push yourself hate on other people. You treat people how you feel. You know, people like that, you have to just look at them and you have to say, you know what, something's wrong with them. They must be hurt inside because they can't see past who they are. You know, every day I set a new challenge for myself. You know, most of you guys that sit around and wish hateful things on people, no matter whether it's race, religion, your sexual preference, you know, some of you guys sitting around and you're wishing, like, bad things that happen to these people. And most of us are really genuinely good people. So my other message to those that are out there that are practicing all this hate and you have all this self-hate inside, look, sit down somewhere, read a damn book. Matter of fact, sign up for Oprah's Life Class, which started today. Get up on that. Some of y'all just need that extra push. Just go ahead and just sign up for this damn class so you can get it together, because I'm sick and tired, and I'm always going to be sick and tired. But you know what? Just do something with yourself, all right? Last thing, the fact that my personal life has crossed people's minds is so unfortunate. How I live my personal life has no bearing on this show, all right? Do I see it becoming an issue? Yeah. You know, it probably will become an issue, but I'm letting you all know now, after today, I will not acknowledge your ignorance. It's not going to happen, all right? I'm proud of who I am. I serve my country. Most of y'all can't even get out of bed without complaining every day. Yo, I do this every single day. I'm pushing and try to make, you know, things better. I want to make a difference. Some of you guys don't even see that far. So while you guys are sitting around trying to figure out what I do in my personal life, just understand this. You are going to be left behind. All right? So I just wanted to get those things off my chest and really, you know, I don't want to address people like this, but I just felt like it needed to be said and get it out the way, because I know it's going to come up later. And when it does, we'll just reference this episode and keep it pushing. Ryan, I know you had a couple of things you wanted to say to your haters.
Well, first, I want to talk to the people that are hating about the show. If you're hating about the show, you know what? Call in right now, 760-913-4119, and tell us what you do in your daily lives that is so much more worth your time. And the second thing is, to my haters, and depending on your class reunion, bring your W-2s and your family photos and show me what you've done with your life. It's more productive or more fulfilling and brings you more happiness than what I have in mind. So that's all I have to say about haters.
Wow. Yeah. I don't understand. Like, sometimes I just, you know, even like I said before, with the internet and all the technology, cell phones and everything, sometimes I feel like a lot of this stuff has become, has made people more stressed out. Because people have so much access to you. They can find out, you know, what your number is, and they can blow up your phone, and, you know, they can tweet you and get on your Facebook and, you know, just be stupid for no reason. And, you know, I guess I just, sometimes I kind of feel like, you know what, sometimes I just want to go back to having a damn house phone. Don't call my damn phone. You know, let the answering machine, remember when the answering machine would come on, you would wait to hear that person's voice before you would pick up. Like, I think cell phones and internet and everything has made people a lot more stressful because it opens up a lot for people to come at you and say what they want. But then I also wanted to say, you know, just let's just leave those people behind. From this point forward, let's just leave these fuckers behind. Let them do what they got to do. And when they realize nobody is on this shit no more, then maybe they'll catch up. But until then, let's just leave them where they need to be. All right, Renita, homie, hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
You. All right, what's up?
Yes, ma'am. Well, in regards to the haters, I would actually like to take this moment to thank them. Because without them, you guys keep me motivated. Every time when I think, like, oh, am I doing the right thing or second-guess something that I do, especially professionally, then haters pop out. And then I realize, oh, then I am going the right way because you have my name in your mouth. So I just want to thank all my haters. I appreciate you taking time out of your lives to think about me. Like, it really makes me feel important. So thank you.
Right, classic Renita answer. Alright, so people, call in. Let me know how you feel. Like, if you want to sound off, if you want to call somebody out, look, call in 760-913-4119. Let people know, like, I don't give a damn about you. I don't care who you are. You know, just go ahead and get it off your chest. Call in 760-913-4119. Alright, so Miss Renita, let's get into the spilled tea of the evening.
Yes, ma'am. Since we just had our nice little hater PSA, we're just in a line of a bunch of PSAs that were happening in the last 48 to 72 hours. Lil Wayne decided to do his own courtesy of Derek G. He talks about everything from him drinking syrup, from him skateboarding, for him being the first African-American rapper to buy a Bugatti, his house, like, he covered everything. Now, what's funny is he started the conversation starting about Steve Jobs. I have no idea why it took the left that it did, but I will say some of the things he did say was pretty valid, so it's going to be interesting on how this all, you know, pans out. Was it a fist fight or what really went down Saturday? I have an insider. Me and my friend Zach at Yeah, I'm Famous were the first two to break this story about Hamilton Park and the New Boys having a fist fight at the Scream Tour. Apparently, the two groups came across each other outside by the buses. Words were exchanged, and then the next thing we know it, fists are flying, which a fan by chance that was just there trying to meet Hamilton Park recorded the whole thing. police have been involved, so I really can't go into full detail, but keep your eyes on the story because it's going to be hot. Also, just to let you know that the New Boys have been kicked off the tour, so that might shed a little light about what's about to happen in this story. Drake's album gets pushed back to November 15th. Drake says that it's for sample issues. I don't know, because my people in New York said he's in the studio still working on an album. So I guess we're just going to have to wait and see, like, what's really going on. He also pushed back his Club Paradise tour, which he's touring with two opening acts to different campuses. He said he's pushing that back until after the Christmas and New Year season, because he wants to hit up more schools, so he wants to wait until students are back from their vacation. I'm just ready for the album to drop, so he needs to hurry up before I get over it. Snoop Dogg signed a deal with NBC to have his own sitcom. Snoop Dogg is going to play
cool.
a father.
That's cool.
That's going to be dope. I mean, I think Snoop Dogg, all in all, is funny. He's going to play a father in the sitcom. He also said that he's looking for a deal because he wants to be the first one to do a hood version of Idol. He said he wants to go after raw talent that are in the hood and give the winners a shot at a real break. I know people are like, hood? I was thinking the same thing, like Snoop's going to have hood factor now. I don't know, but it does sound dope because I know a lot of talented people that are in the hood that can sing their ass off. So I kind of hope he gets this deal.
Yeah.
I think that'd be dope. I may have to try out. You know, I'm not the best singer, but shoot,
man,
if it's good, I may have a chance.
Man, if you don't sit down somewhere.
See, now when I'm that next Fantasia, don't say nothing. Irv Gotti for president. I'm all for it. People don't give Irv Gotti credit. I like Irv Gotti because I love his passion for the culture, and sometimes you just need that. Irv Gotti and my baby daddy, Method Man, yes, I said my baby daddy and what, was currently on Rap Fix with Sway. Irv said that Def Jam needs to get a leader, and he's willing to step up to the plate. He understands that they're hesitant because of his past, and they may think that if he gets in the office that 5-0's going to, like, bust in and arrest him one day. But he said, if you don't pick me, pick someone. He also goes on and says that the power that be at Def Jam has been letting Def Jam fall at the side, and that it will be a loss for the hip-hop culture. I totally agree to that. So, like I said, if y'all don't pick Irv, pick somebody, because Def Jam is a staple in this community, so please don't let it go. This just in, Terrell Owens was rushed to the hospital last Thursday. TMZ has now confirmed that it was due to prescription pills, and that most likely because of how they found T.O. and tested him, it was an overdose. I know on his reality show he's been complaining about, you know, not being able to play and his financial situation, so I'm hoping and praying for T.O. and his camp, and I hope he, like, gets through this.
Hate to interrupt you on that one.
Oh, no.
We're going to, just so you know that we're going to get some confirmation on that, but I don't think that was an intentional thing. So, you know, we'll just stand by, and hopefully we can get clarification on that. Tomorrow, hopefully we'll get an update on that, but I don't want people to think that was like he did it intentionally, you know. So we'll definitely, Renita, I'll get with you, and we'll try to get the insight on that.
Yeah, I hope we do find out the truth, because the medical reports are saying that they found 35 Vicodin in his system, and that's why they're trying to, you know, declare it as an overdose, because that's way too much of Vicodin to take. But hopefully we will find the truth about that, because like I said, you know, I hope that's not true. And like I said, you know, my thoughts do go out to T.O. He's a really good player and a good person. The sweet tea for the day. What two artists were caught coming out of a hotel? Now, they're known, I'll give you that. One, I'll even give you another hint because I'm just being nice today on a Monday. The other is known to be a regular at this hotel. Now, the reason why this is such a sweet tea is because the other artist came out with her well-known overnight bag. Now, if you've ever toured or dealt with this artist, you know that bag, and you know what that bag means. So, Crush, who do you think that it is?
Somebody said Dionne Warwick in the chat room.
You know what? That was probably Ash, because Ash's answer to all my sweet teas have been Dionne Warwick. So, Ash, if that's you and you're listening, nope, it's not Dionne Warwick. I promise you.
Yo, I don't know who it could be with a whole bag. Whoever this is with the infamous whole bag, I don't know who it is, man. I can't even think because, you know, this is not my thing to, yeah, I don't know who this could be. You have to give some more hints, man.
No, I think that's about it. But I did also start a contest on my Global 14 page and celebrating of me reaching 1,000 fans, which I appreciate and love every single one of you lifers. Thank you. If anyone can guess the correct answer, I said that I will give a surprise. What that surprise is, I'm not telling you because it's a surprise. So I'm just going to wait. You can also call in. If you know what it is, call in the show. Just let us know. You can hit us up today, 760-913-4119, or tomorrow and let us know. But for now, that is it for the spilt tea of the day. Over and eat on Real Talk on Global 14 Radio. And again, you can catch me on Global 14. I'm at Rock and Rolla. That's RockNRolla.
Hi. Thank you, Renita, for today's spilt tea and the sweet tea of the day, which I will never freaking find out. So what I want to do is, what is this phone call that we got? Hold on, let me answer this call. It's a Diddy and Cassidy. Let me click on this call real quick. Hi, you're live. This is Global 14 Radio. What's up?
This is CT.
What the
I was
hell
calling.
Is
wow. See?
I was trying to ask you a question, said Diddy and Cassidy for the sweet tea. I was
That's
trying to win
question.
The prize.
A question is a full sentence with a question mark at the end. What kind of shit? You know what? I'm putting your ass back on mute. I said, Renita, you know what? Anyways, we got a real caller on the line. All right, Morgan. What's up, Morgan? How you doing?
Good. I'm calling for the haters part.
Yeah, Morgan, let us know how you feel about your haters.
Well, I mean, I'm away at college, and there's people from my hometown still talking shit, and I mean, I just don't understand it. I don't even live there anymore, and I don't understand why people can't keep my name out of their mouth.
Okay, what are they saying about you?
Just, like, that I'm talking shit about high schoolers, and I don't understand it. Because I don't talk to high schoolers because I'm in college.
Right. Well, if you could stand there right in front of those people who are on the line with you today, tell us exactly what you would say to them.
I mean, I just think it's pathetic because I don't really care about their business anymore. I mean, I don't even live in the same town as them, so I don't understand why. I just don't understand why my name's still in their mouth if I don't even live there anymore. It's kind of like
right.
living in the past. They need to move on.
Right. Well, you know what? I don't know if you heard what we were saying about haters in general. No, did you catch what we were talking about earlier?
How to say thank you to them?
Yeah, not only that, you know, people like that are lonely and... You know, like we were saying, they have this self-hate thing going on. And
oh, yeah,
you know,
I quoted you on Twitter for that.
Yeah, and I definitely appreciate that as well. What I want you to do is, from this point forward, just ignore it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just ignore it. Let them do what they got to do. They keep talking about you. And you know what? There might be something about you that they wish. They probably wish they were you because you're in college and they're not. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, you know, keep doing you. I appreciate you calling in, Morgan. Please keep supporting the show. Call in whenever you want to. And, hey, have a good one.
You too.
All right. Bye. All right, so you guys, so we had a caller. Yo, y'all stop talking about people after they leave your city. And people in your neighborhood, when they leave the neighborhood, let them go. Stop talking about these folks. Crazy asses. Anyway, let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with Ryan. We're going to talk about the world and tech news. I know we don't have that much today, but we have a couple of things. And then we'll go ahead and close the show out. So stay tuned.
Torpedo. The British vessel was carrying 20 tons of silver, which today is worth roughly $18 million. A company called Odyssey Marine Exploration, which is based out of Tampa, Florida, made the discovery and is being contracted by the British Department of Transport, to bring up the silver. A lot of money will be made by Odyssey for this discovery, and Odyssey will get 80% of what they bring up, while the British government will get to keep 20%. And last month, Odyssey Marine Exploration actually discovered another British steamship, which had 240 tons of silver, and that itself was worth $200 million. So there is so much money to be made right there. I was shocked.
Definitely.
And a lot of countries are actually trying to do this. They're going back to the records and see if ships have been sunk because they want to put the money into the economy. They want to take the money and use it towards the government.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In Seattle, Washington, police have arrested a self-proclaimed superhero, Phoenix Jones. Some of you may have heard of him before. Phoenix Jones was arrested after he was accused of assaulting several people with pepper spray. Jones said he would never hurt anyone, but his only intention was to help. Two men started chasing after Jones when they were leaving a nightclub early Sunday morning, so he sprayed them in self-defense. Jones dresses up like a superhero. He wears a bulletproof vest for protection and carries a taser, net gun, and a grappling hook. What inspired Jones was... Somebody broke into his car one time while his child was still in it, and the person that broke into his car cut his son with a shard of glass, and this is the part that got me. There were people standing and watched the whole thing happen but did nothing. he said he was sick of seeing people see something bad, but then they didn't want anything to do with it. And he also has sidekicks that follow him around and help him as much as they can. And he also works a 9-to-5 job. He has a wife and two kids. I did do some research on him. And what do you think, Crush, the whole concept of an average citizen going out and trying to be a superhero?
You know what I have to say. These people are high. They have to be high, man. Like, you know, some things are okay, but, yeah, no. You can't take on the world by yourself.
That's exactly how I feel. Like, you have the right mindset, but you're crazy. I honestly think you're crazy to go around and do some shit like that.
Yeah, that's freaking crazy.
The Big Ben Tower in London is starting to tilt, and it's now visible by the naked eye. And the structure is so heavy, and in London they have been doing work underground, building car garages and such. So the tower is starting to sink, and it sinks an average of about 0.9 millimeters a year, which I think that's kind of crazy. And London doesn't plan on doing anything about Big Ben for a couple years yet still. So it'll be interesting to see if this thing progresses, if it just levels out or what.
Well, yeah, it's crazy. So what, are they just going to wait until the damn thing falls over?
That's what I'm trying to think. If you're building stuff underground, how much longer are you going to wait? What if it just keeps sinking and there's something underground and it just keeps going through one day?
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't know, why would anyone want to wait for, like, a monument like that to just fall over, but I guess maybe they have their reasons. I'm sure the architects around there probably have a good reason for it. So,
the hacktivist group Anonymous took down the New York Stock Exchange website for about 2 minutes. Anonymous announced 5 days ago that they were going to hack the website and shut it down by flooding the website with people on the internet. And they somewhat succeeded. They feel like that they notified Wall Street too soon that this is what they're going to be doing, so they didn't quite reach their goals. Many people were skeptical about this because they didn't want to make the Occupy Wall Street, they didn't want to put it in a bad light. So many anonymous hacktivists were very sketchy about going through with this. But they definitely did slow down the website a significant amount and eventually took it off for about 2 minutes.
Wow.
And, yeah, I was shocked. I mean, this group has, they've done a lot. They're the ones responsible for hacking Sony PlayStation Network. They've also hit a couple credit card companies. I mean, the funny thing about it is they do it as a protest. They're not in there to do it to steal or get information. They do it to protest. I don't know why. I understand kind of the Occupy Wall Street, but I don't know why they go completely out of their way to hack other websites. I understand they want to make a point. They're not as secure. But I don't understand, honestly, why they go that far out of their way to completely hack a website if they're not going to do anything with it.
Right. Someone in the chat room said, I hacked the IRS so my taxes are paid. Yeah,
that
don't we all wish that would happen? Right.
That is truly a blessing.
Right.
But that's all I have for you today on the G Report.
Okay. Well, Ryan, thank you so much once again. Tomorrow, once again, we'll be back with Spill Tea World Tech News and more great news for you guys tomorrow. I want to thank my team, most of all, Ash, CT, Ryan, Renita. I want to thank all of you guys for holding the show down. We got a lot of good things. I know you guys are seeing some changes being made, but nobody's going anywhere. We're just moving some people around. And best believe, like, we got some things. We got some things, some good things coming up. So stay tuned for that. I want to thank JD once again. I want to thank our listeners. You can find us on global14.com. and Twitter at Global14 and at G14 Radio. Thanks for tuning in to Global 14 Radio, LTL for Life, and good night.
So death.
Global 14 Radio.